This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us. The us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, most of the Caribbean is getting pounded. Florida is about to wind up experiencing what happened to parts of Texas and, of course, the Caribbean. And then there's another hurricane basically right behind Irma that's coming up through the Caribbean right now, Hurricane Jose.
One after the other.
Has that one upgraded? Last I heard, that was a Category 1.
I'm not sure what category it is, but it's still a hurricane.
Yeah.
And even a Category 1 is going to wind up doing some damage, and it appears to be following, you know, a good bit of the same path of Irma.
So I have a question. Okay, this is a federal flood insurance question. So for your, you know, $500 to $2,000 premium, after your house, your beach house, your $5 million beach house gets wiped out by Hurricane Irma, they will come in and pay to have it rebuilt, maybe for the 5th, 6th, 7th, or even the 18th time.
Yep. I doubt they'll have it rebuilt before Hurricane Jose comes over top of Florida.
Well, that's my question. I mean, what if you started building and rebuilding and then you got hit by Hurricane Jose? Would you get to count it twice?
Considering that this is so close, I don't think anybody's going to start rebuilding before Jose winds up hitting the mainland, if it does.
I think I would. I think I'd start building right away because, heck, here's another one coming in and they're going
to... You've got to wait on the waters to recede before you can start building, Chris.
I'm just saying. I'm pointing out how insane federal flood insurance is.
If you want to ask about, you know, the can you file multiple insurance claims, then you might want to wind up asking Larry Silverstein. He knows a thing or two about that.
There you go.
But apparently, and this was talked about a little bit last night, one of the islands of the two-island nation, Antigua and Barbuda, was practically leveled, that being the island of Barbuda, which is basically a very large village of about 1,700 people, I believe.
I kept thinking it was Bermuda, but I kept looking at the spelling. I'm like, did they get it wrong? I'd never even heard of this island, but it's tragic. I mean, that is a whole...
Did everybody on it die?
They have very few deaths. I think it was one.
Just a handful. I saw something late last night that said one, but there were also some people that
missing.
I think there were some missing, plus some with severe injuries. So gotcha. I don't have an updated death toll on that.
Yeah. To me, any loss of life is tragic, and it's probably hits even harder in some place that small. You know, some place that's basically the size of a small town in New Hampshire.
And Heather, you've got a story about something happening in the Virgin Islands. We'll get to that in just a moment. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Update from CNN just a few minutes ago. They say conditions in the Turks and Caicos deteriorated on Thursday as deadly and massive Hurricane Irma moved in on the islands and continued tracking towards South Florida, where it could slam Miami as soon as this weekend. The National Hurricane Center says it's become more likely that Irma will make landfall in southern Florida as a dangerous major hurricane and bring life-threatening storm surges and wind impacts to much of the state. The Hurricane Center forecast moved the most likely path of the eye of the storm to the west in its 5 p.m. advisory. CNN meteorologist Tom Sater says, it looks like it's shifting, even though it may be just 20 miles. It puts Miami right in the worst possible position. And they're showing a estimated tracking here, and it shows it going basically right up the middle of Florida. This thing is, I think, about 400 miles wide.
Yep.
So as soon as it makes landfall, it's going to wind up covering a large chunk of Florida once the eye hits Miami or Fort Lauderdale or wherever it winds up hitting there in southern Florida. Now, we could keep giving weather forecasts, but of course these things change minute by minute because, heck, even just a couple of days ago, the projected path of Irma, they weren't sure, it could wind up going into the Gulf. It could just go the entire East Coast seaboard up the U.S. all the way to Maine.
Forbes.
We don't really know.
Swing out into the Atlantic. Yeah. And which you wonder why your local forecasts aren't accurate. It's even more difficult when you get to things that are this size.
Right. It's, things that are this size plus things that are spinning.
Right.
And trying to calculate, all right, well, how much is it rotating and which way is it going to wind up going? If you've ever played with a top or a gyroscope or something and you've got that thing going, dreidel, certainly. I'm sure there's several other spinny things that people have played with. But if you've ever played with one of those... Those aren't really the same thing of where I'm going with this analogy, but if you, spin the top and you put it on a table or a flat surface, try to predict the path of where that's going, you can't do it.
Right.
And it's kind of the same way with hurricanes. If these things are spinning.
Oh, yeah.
And moving, and you're trying to basically something that I saw earlier said you're trying to pick out a needle in a giant haystack the size of Florida.
Right, and it's not only that, but and this kind of gets into predictions of climate change and things like that. The fact that this thing is also being influenced by two large high pressure areas. One, I think, that's sitting up over the United States, and one that's way off in somewhere over the Atlantic. But these things are hundreds, if not thousands, of miles from it, yet influence its path.
Right.
That's how complex a system our climate is.
And then you've got the other hurricane, Jose, that's basically right behind Irma.
Churning up a low-pressure area behind it. Right.
If at all, is that affecting... Irma, how much is Jose affecting Irma? How much is Irma affecting Jose? Then there's the one that just formed in the Gulf of Mexico, Katia or Katie. I don't know if Katia was a misspelling that I saw somewhere, but you've got all of these storms. Katie. Are they affecting each other?
Shouldn't Daryl be standing up next to a green screen and pointing to things as he describes this?
I know. We should have a free talk.
I think free talk weather is your next calling.
Now, here's something funny. Here's something funny, and we will get to the story about what's going on in the Virgin Islands. When I was in college, I found out that Mississippi State actually had a broadcast meteorology program.
Ooh.
But I didn't want to take a student loan, and I wasn't sure about scholarships, so right. I didn't do it. But that would have been so cool
right.
to be a broadcast meteorologist and try to figure these things out. So, Heather, what's going on in the Virgin Islands? Apparently, the governor, and yes, the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, because there's U.S. and British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is a territory of the United States government, they have a governor, and apparently he did something that some people aren't liking.
Well, apparently, if you haven't had a chance to see the article I put on the Free Talk Live page, we're about to go over it, where the NRA...
Not all of the listeners to Free Talk Live are on Facebook.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we're about to go over it. If you haven't had a chance to see the link that I had posted yesterday to the page, but the NRA threatens a lawsuit after the U.S. Virgin Islands governor orders weapons seizure.
NRA and being the National Riflemen's Association?
Yep. And one thing I'll mention before I go reading this is, somebody had mentioned that this actually happened after Hurricane Katrina. I don't know if you guys could confirm.
Yes, it did. I happen to have a story pulled up about that.
That's even mentioned in this article that you posted from Fox News. We'll get into that, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And we're talking about...
And Chris.
I already said that.
I know, but we're just introducing ourselves,
we're
Daryl.
Talking,
you throw it all off.
Talking about the hurricanes that are currently pounding the Caribbean, we'll get into the story that Heather has about what happened in the Virgin Islands. But first, I have a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? If so, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private, and it's easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why.
Okay, so going back into this article, it says the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands has ordered its National Guard to seize guns, ammunition, and other weapons from its citizens as the territory prepares for Hurricane Irma to make landfall. Governor Kenneth Mapp, an independent, signed an executive order Tuesday instructing Adjutant General Deborah Howell to take whatever actions she considers necessary to maintain public order. The order, obtained by the Daily Caller, states that Howell is authorized and directed to seize arms, ammunition, explosives, incendiary material, and any other property that may be required by the military forces for the performance of this emergency mission.
All right, so... to start, when people are not prepared for disasters, some people are going to panic. And we know that in society, some people are going to take that opportunity to seize the opportunity to exist in a somewhat lawless environment and do things like loot.
I was going to say, just use the simple word looters. You're talking about looters.
I'm talking about looters. I'm talking about...
What any people. Other time of year we would call thieves.
Right. But, so you have looting. If this is a prolonged, if this goes on for days and weeks and water isn't restored, the taps don't turn on, people don't have clean drinking water, people panic. And when that happens... That's exactly the time you need to be able to protect yourself.
Right. And not only that, but I'm reading here the words that are being used. Arms, ammunition, explosives, incendiary materials, and any other property that may be required by the military forces for the performance of this emergency mission. So
give your guns to government.
Well, not only that, arms also means... Knives,
sure.
Swords, incendiary material, anything that can be used to start a fire to keep you warm if the weather winds up getting cold.
Right. So before we go too far down that rat hole, I think what we're really talking about here is guns for the most part, or if anybody had real explosives. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to go door-to-door seizing books of matches.
9-volt batteries and steel wool.
Right.
You can start a fire with it.
Right.
You've got any dry ice in a 2-liter bottle, that'll blow up.
Well your point
are
being,
fireworks
is it
legal there?
I have
they're
no
incendiary.
Idea.
They're incendiary.
Yeah,
they're explosives.
I have no idea what the laws would be on fireworks in the
but
U.S. Virgin Islands.
The point that I'm trying to make here is the wording is so broad. They're not just talking about guns.
True.
They're talking about basically anything that the military forces want to seize and claim, well, it was required. We had to take all of the 2x4s because somebody could make a weapon out of it.
Right. And we needed 2x4s. That's an excellent point, Daryl, that this is so broad that they can basically just seize all your property.
Yeah, like what? Show up at a house and, like, demand to walk through your house, go through your cabinets, your
that's
drawers.
What
like,
they,
this is just going to be, like, a full-blown house search without
all right,
a warrant.
We'll take
this. We'll take
two things. That's basically what they did in New Orleans after Katrina.
Yes.
And it's also what was done in, was it Watertown after the Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Where they went door to door, told people, you go wait in the lawn, we're going through your house.
Right. Now, they didn't go in specifically in Boston to seize, if I recall.
Yeah, it wasn't Boston. It was a neighboring town.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you know what I mean? They weren't really going in to seize, but they were searching without warrants.
They weren't going in to seize, but I guarantee you they did seize.
I don't doubt that. I've never seen an article that talked about that. But go ahead.
So wait, with the Hurricane Katrina, though, they did the whole going house to house after the hurricane?
Well, yeah, yes. Because nobody could get out during the hurricane. But I even have friends in New Orleans who got the knock on the door saying, we're the police. If you have any guns, we need them right now. And my friends were smart enough to say, nope, no guns here.
Right. And part of the thing of, you know, people couldn't get out is the mayor had told people, you know, you don't need to evacuate.
Right.
And then there were some of the roads that were blocked down to where people that tried to leave couldn't.
Yep.
And then because those roads were blocked off, aid that was trying to come into the city couldn't.
Yep.
There were a lot of problems in New Orleans.
Yep.
A lot of them. Let's continue with this article.
So the National Rifle Association announced its strong opposition to MAPS order in a press release Tuesday. People need the ability to protect themselves during times of natural disaster, Chris Cox, executive director of the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, said. This dangerous order violates the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens and puts their lives at risk.
It's interesting because we've talked about this before. Territories of the United States not always possess all these same constitutional rights that supposedly we are feature the protection of from the Constitution here in this country.
I thought the and not to get off into, you know, some sort of constitutional debate or anything, but my understanding was that because territories are basically governed by the District of Criminals, that all of the rights in the Constitution or that are, you know, specified in the Constitution supposedly apply to the people of the territories.
No, we've had this. I'm gonna have to look.
And
this
I know there's, you know, this weird sort of, you know, two-tier citizen. Actually, it's a three-tier citizen sort of thing because the people in American Samoa aren't even considered American citizens; they're just American nationals, which puts them front of the line if they want to immigrate into the United States.
Right.
They get if they get a passport from the U.S. government, the passport says American national, not a citizen, and right. That apparently affects visas and other kinds of things.
Right. They can serve in the military, but they cannot vote for president, for example.
Correct. Well, technically, anybody anywhere in the world could join the United States military. It would then just, you know, help them qualify for citizenship after they serve, but doesn't protect them from deportation, and I've seen stories of things of that sort. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still trying to figure out exactly which rights do and do not apply in the territories, and I pulled something up from the Constitution Center that says that for more than a century, the U.S. Supreme Court has been attempting to sort out what parts of the Constitution apply in the territories. There's a set of rulings called the Insular Cases, where the court has ruled that residents of territories beyond the U.S. mainland do not enjoy all of the rights guaranteed by the Constitution, but they could expect to be protected by the most fundamental guarantees.
Could be.
Could
maybe,
be.
Might.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You might expect... to possibly, maybe, and again, the word guarantee here, and I realize this is from the Constitution Center, and so they're going to say, well, when, you know, Article or Amendment 1 says Congress shall make no law, da-da-da-da-da, then, you know, that's guarantee. Well, no, it's not a guarantee. It's just an acknowledgement of a right that exists inherently, and... When I say that, there's something, well, you try to free speech in Korea. Well, Just right. Because I say that it's an inherent right doesn't mean that every government around the world recognizes the right.
Sure.
It's just saying that, you know, you inherently have that right. I have no legitimate right to come to your house and prevent you from saying stuff.
Right.
That's what free speech means. Hmm. So the reason we're trying to figure out what rights do and don't apply in territories is because the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands a couple days ago signed an executive order that applies to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he has authorized, what was it, the National Guard, I believe, to wind up seizing all arms, ammunition, explosives, incendiary materials, and any other property that may be required by the military forces for the performance of this emergency mission.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA has filed a suit, and I don't know if we have any kind of update on that suit, but Heather, you've got more to this article from Fox.
Yep, it says in 2005, New Orleans Mayor Ray
Nagin
signed a similar order, thank you, Daryl, allowing seizure of guns, assault rifles, and other weapons ahead of a forced evacuation from those still living in areas affected by Hurricane Katrina. The NRA filed a lawsuit after Katrina claiming New Orleans violated gun owners' constitutional right to bear arms and left them at the mercy of roving gangs, home invaders, and other criminals after the hurricane.
But the roving gang, home invaders, and other criminals were the people that Ray Nagin authorized to go seize the weapons.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Congress later passed the 2006 Disaster Recovery Personal Protection Act, which was meant to prohibit future confiscation of weapons during an emergency. That's actually a good thing that they passed.
Well, it's a good name. I'm looking up the actual text of the law so I can find out if it's actually a good law. If it actually does anything.
You know, the way with a lot of laws, especially at the federal level, it does the exact opposite of what they say. So if Congress were to pass the Everybody Gets a Puppy Act, it would have nothing to do with everybody getting a puppy.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that. It did actually get passed, meaning the Disaster Recovery Personal Protection Act of 2006. It became the Vitter Amendment in the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Act of 2007. So I'm going to look at the text and see if it actually has any teeth.
And find out if, you know, looking at the text might not even tell you anything. It might just say, right, you know, the secretary of some sort gets to write a policy.
I'll finish up the last two paragraphs here. It says when 911 is non-existent and law enforcement personnel are overwhelmed with search and rescue missions and other emergency duties, law-abiding American citizens must be able to protect their families and loved ones, Cox continued.
Cox being the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action Executive Director.
Thank you. The NRA is prepared to pursue legal action to halt Governor Mapp's dangerous and unconstitutional order. A state of emergency has been declared in the Virgin Islands, where winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour with gusts of up to 60 miles per hour and 4 to 10 inches of rain are expected from now. Category 5 Hurricane Irma.
And again, this article from 2 days ago, so the wind speeds here, not necessarily accurate for what it currently is or what actually wound up hitting the Virgin Islands.
All right, so I did pull up at least the text of the proposed bill, and I don't know if this is actually what went through, but yep. Section 706, firearms policy, a prohibition or confiscation of firearms. No officer or employee of the United States, including any member of the uniformed services or person operating under pursuant or color of federal law, or receiving federal funds, or under control of any federal official, or providing services to such official, etc., 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 shall temporarily or permanently seize or authorize seizure of any firearm, the possession of which is not prohibited under federal, state, or local law. Require registration of any firearm for which registration is not required. 3. Prohibit possession of any firearm, or promulgate any rule, regulation, or orders prohibiting possession of any firearm.
So it sounds to me,
like
without
bill.
You continuing on, and yeah. I'm guessing there's more wording here.
There's lots. I just want to give that
sounds
summary.
Sounds to me that if there's a state law that says, you know, we can seize for any kind of reason, then this does not apply.
The challenge would be is any organization that receives federal funding.
Right, but it said unless state law. So it sounds like there's some kind of override.
It doesn't say there is no override for state law.
Isn't this whole reason this was passed was to override state law?
Yeah.
Ray Nagin's order was not state law. That was
Ray Nagin,
a mayor making some kind of declaration.
Right.
So there was no state law that was being superseded by this.
Yeah. But again, what you would challenge this on, any person operating pursuant or to or under color of federal law or receiving federal funds or under control of a federal official, that's the catch that you would use to fight this in court after they've already taken your guns.
Now, I have a question here.
And then there would probably wind up being a federal judge that says, you don't have standing.
Right. And you can spend $20,000 to fight this case halfway through over a $600, rifle.
Right.
The fact that we have constitutional rights, right? This is kind of probably what prompted this act was this mayor's decision on a local level, right? Prompted like a federal agency to step in, then Congress to pass this law. So in a way, is having a U.S. Constitution kind of like validating the legitimacy of the federal government?
The U.S. Constitution created the federal government.
I mean,
having a constitution that created a federal government, you're legitimizing the federal government, Chris.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the United States federal government by adopting.
I prefer the phrase "these United States"
by breathing air, which winds up.
But when you use
fueling
that
everything,
term,
you're
united, right? Then you have this. Now you have like the legislative body that's going to oversee all of the.
Here is a distinction.
Unity.
So now we do refer to it. Most people refer to it as the United States of America,
right?
In previous generations and during the founding, it was often referred to as these United States,
right?
Because the states were recognized as separate. States, nation states. They were
sovereign.
Sovereign. A good word. Thank you. People have forgotten that word, Daryl.
Most state constitutions include that word somewhere in the beginning of their constitution.
Right. But again, when we allowed this centralization of power to occur in D.C., then people feel that they can do whatever kind of act like this guy's doing or they did in Katrina, and hey, the feds will back it up.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Dennis Tucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And now you can mine Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com. Forget about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance. Make Bitcoin every day like Mark and Ian do. pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can calculate what you might expect to get as a return on investment on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com. Now, Chris, you've actually got some news here. Apparently, the federal government, or at least the federal Congress, is considering possibly doing something to maybe not consider small purchases of things with Bitcoin to fall under capital gains. Now, let me explain exactly what I mean before we delve into this article that you have from Vice.
Go ahead.
So a couple of years ago, the IRS, also known as the Internal Theft Service, they determined that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were commodities like gold, silver, barter, soybeans, pork bellies.
Pork bellies. That's a good one.
To where if you do any kind of transaction using a commodity,
yep,
then at the end of the year, when you file your theft papers, you need to calculate whether you had a capital gain or a capital loss and adjust your income accordingly.
Yes.
And that means if you use Bitcoin to go down to the corner store and buy a cup of coffee, then the store that you buy the coffee from has to calculate whether or not they had a capital gain or a capital loss on that. Same thing if you go in with, say, a silver dime, a pre-1965 sure. silver dime, and you say, I would like to give you this silver dime for that cup of coffee. And they say, okay, if the value of silver goes up.
Unless you used it as actual currency.
If you use the silver dime as 10 cents.
Right, no problem.
Sure, but if you use it based on the spot price of silver.
Right, this dime is worth $2, so I want $2 worth of stuff for the silver quantity that's in this old dime. Now we're talking commodities.
Correct. So, you know, the feds, specifically at the IRS, the Institute of Theft, they want you to calculate capital gains, capital loss on all things done with commodities.
You bet. But it goes, it's a little bit more insidious than that. You describe that from the point of view of the retailer, the person selling goods. But you, Daryl, because you have bought Bitcoin and then you have exchanged.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And then you have allegedly bought a cup of coffee with Bitcoin.
I've never purchased coffee ever.
Okay, well, then you're safe. But in this example, both sides have to report.
I have purchased pork and curd fries and a red Gatorade with Bitcoin.
Well, there you go. But both sides have to do all this stupid reporting to the IRS to declare whether they had a capital gains. And I
correct.
Normally I don't read the headlines, but the byline's too good not to read. So the headline of this comes to us from Motherboard. Lawmakers introduce bill that will let you buy coffee with Bitcoins without paying capital gains taxes.
Now,
and then the byline is this, because you're totally doing that, right?
So I love that subheader. And something else that I know everybody is doing, everybody that listens to me is totally doing this. They're following the instructions of line 21 of the IRS 1040 form that I believe the official name for the line is miscellaneous income. But in the instructions, in amongst a myriad of other things, they also include income from illegal activities. Now, that can mean a lot of different things. But what most people think of is, like theft or selling drugs. When, both of those, illegal in most places.
Right.
The selling of drugs. Some places, if you consider cannabis a drug, and federal government does, they want you to include that. Now, putting any number on line 21 does not necessarily mean that, you had income from illegal activities, because, again, miscellaneous income could be barter. It could be, you worked under the table for somebody. You mowed somebody's grass and they gave you $100.
Right.
That's miscellaneous income.
It's absurdity. It's ridiculous. To me, it's unconstitutional.
So let's delve into this article again from Vice about the legislation. And right now, just want to be very clear. This is pending legislation
right.
that would exempt cryptocurrencies from capital gain taxes.
We'll get into that. And then that's not entirely true.
Okay,
we'll get
cryptocurrencies
into
this. For small purchases.
We'll get into it. Despite its sky-high value, there are many barriers to using Bitcoin for normal things like buying a cup of coffee or groceries. Some of these obstacles are technical and some social, but a big one has always been the question of taxes.
I don't think I have ever asked the question of what about taxes?
Okay.
When I'm buying a hamburger or pork and curd fries or a pizza a couple jars of honey.
Right.
All things that I buy on regular occasions with Bitcoin.
Right. Right now, every single Bitcoin transaction in the U.S., no matter how small, must be recorded and later reported to the government in order to pay a capital gains tax.
Or capital loss.
Wait, every Bitcoin transaction?
Yes.
Every transaction of any commodity,
yep,
the IRS wants you to keep a record of and calculate a capital gain or capital loss.
And I'll explain that. This tax is normally incurred when selling property, stocks, or precious metals, not domestic currency. The Cryptocurrency Tax Fairness Act of 2017, introduced Thursday by Democratic Representative Jared Polis and Republican Representative David Schweikert, would remove this requirement for any Bitcoin transaction under $600.
Ooh, this is good news here, yeah. I think.
If passed, this law would mean that average folks can use Bitcoin to pay for most things without keeping track of every single purchase and later having to pay capital gains tax on their cryptocurrency. Right now, under the law, you have to keep record. You have to keep track of every transaction, whether it's for a coffee here or an MP3 player there. Jerry Brito, executive director of the Coin Center, which consulted on the bill, told me over the phone. Because the IRS,
the author of this article,
quote, because the IRS treats Bitcoin as property for tax purposes, you owe capital gains tax whenever you dispose of Bitcoin, whether that's selling 10,000 Bitcoins or buying a cup of coffee, unquote.
So you would owe taxes for buying a cup of coffee with Bitcoin?
If you had capital gain. So right. If you buy Bitcoin if someone gives you some Bitcoin and you always look at your phone and say, you know, that $10 worth of Bitcoin that somebody gave me a couple years ago is now worth, you know, fill in the blank amount.
Right. Yeah.
Once you dispose of that Bitcoin, you've had a capital gain because it has gone up in value. The IRS wants you to calculate that and include that $4 worth of capital gain on your tax returns.
Because it went up in value.
And
when you bought that cup of coffee, you bought that burger at Local Burger, you realized a capital gain.
Does your wallet like tell you like how much you've gained?
Some do, some don't.
Have something like that.
But that's another thing that, you know, it's completely onerous for the average person, because the average person that's using Bitcoin, they don't have a spreadsheet saying, I bought Bitcoin at X on this day at this time, and now it's worth Y, so X minus Y.
And I bought and that was $29.99 worth of Bitcoin.
So, wait. So they want to tax you on your gains. What about years you lose?
Then you could take that
would be a capital loss, which is a deduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. If you buy 5 ounces of silver on January 1st and you sell them on December 31st, you calculate whether you had a capital gain or capital loss, and everybody totally does that all the time.
Let's get back to the story. The issue of Bitcoin and taxes has been a thorny one to date. It's currently unclear, first of all, how many people are actually following the existing rules. Secondly,
Secondly,
the government has arguably taken a rather heavy-handed approach enforcing them.
We'll get into some of the heavy-handedness that they've gotten into, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.